Thank you for calling RTL Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, I don't know if you could answer this. Actually, I would like to be a new customer. You just put fiber optics in Mount Marion, New York. I don't know where you're located.
Okay, yes, we are running fiber in that area. I could check on your address to see if services are available now, if you'd like.
Well, no, I'm a little ways south of that. So my question is, are you going any further? Because, I mean, we'd like to change from what we have, but we're a little bit down from where that is. So I was just wondering if you're done or if you're continuing on.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to assist that. But in order for me to check that, you'd need to provide your address.
Sure. 34 Jumping Brook Lane, Kingston, New York, 12401.
One moment, please let me take a look.
Okay.
All right, so services would be fully available in your area by January 15, 2025. So we can definitely sign you up for service now. We do have two promotions that's going on where you can get $10 off if you do sign up with your checking or savings account and paperless billing. And you also do get a $100 gift card to use on your favorite streaming services.
Really? Can I give you another address, which is closer to Mount Marion, to see if you go in there too?
Yeah, sure. Let's check
okay.
on it for you. What's the address?
73 Wildwood Lane, Saugerties. Do you want me to spell that?
No, that's okay. And the zip code is?
12477.
And what you said the street name was?
Wildwood Lane.
So service would be fully available in that area by December 1st of this year.
Really? Wow. How do they do that? Do they have to dig up the ground?
As it relates to how far they are in the progress, I'm not sure as yet, but I do know that's the service day that we do have for that location.
Oh, okay. I'd have to ask my husband, of course. It was just a friend of mine just was telling me that you came to his area and to call to see if you were coming here. Could I ask, though, the prices approximately?
Yeah, sure. So if you are interested in getting over 1 gig fiber internet, it is $79.99, but as I said, you can get the $10 discount if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing. So that would bring it down to $69.99. It's the same thing if you do decide to get the 2 gig fiber internet. You'd also get $10 off, which would bring it down to $89.99.
And what's the difference between 1 gig and 2 gig?
So the difference between the 1 gig and the 2 gig is just that for the 1 gig, you'd be getting 1,000 megabits per second download, and the same thing for the upload speed as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the 2 gig, it's doubling the amount of speeds that you'd be getting. So if you do have a larger home with multiple different devices, we usually would recommend that you get the 2 gig fiber internet. If you do have a smaller home with less devices, then we recommend that you do get the 1 gig fiber internet.
So, like devices, we mean like tablets, smartphones, televisions. Is that what you mean by all that by devices?
Yeah, that's correct.
So,
if you do have a small home and you do a lot of streaming, or you have persons in your home that do gaming, and has smart appliances in the home, the 1 gig could support it if you do have a small home. And if you do have a big home where you do video conferencing, or you have multiple persons using different gaming platforms and multiple cameras and streaming platforms, then we would recommend getting the 2 gig fiber internet. So you're getting really super fast speeds.
Okay, so Zoom, either 1 or 2 gig, you would still get like Zoom, right?
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
Okay. Yes. I have to talk to my husband about it, but yeah, I would like that. So, yeah. Okay. And service calls. So, well, I can't ask you that. How often does it go out? Yeah, because I don't know anything about anything. I don't know. I don't understand any of it myself.
So,
but,
so remember that the fiber, it's underground. So compared to the other telecommunication services that they are above ground, it's more susceptible to weather conditions, unlike us that is underground. And also something good to know, the price that we tell you, that's what you're paying. So that is already including tax. The installation is free. The equipment prices, the equipment rental fees, that is already included in the price. So if you do decide to get the 1 gig fiber internet, you'll just be paying the flat $69.99 per month. And also remember that you're getting the $100 gift card for using the streaming services.
Okay. So gift card using the streaming services. So does that mean if you want streaming, it's extra?
So say for instance, do you have cable at your home?
Cable. For Wi-Fi, I have satellite for the television. I have
DirecTV. Oh,
yes.
So.
But
okay.
But for Wi-Fi, it's Spectrum.
Okay. Okay. So if you do have DirecTV, then you're good to go. The streaming certificate, you can use it on Netflix, Prime Video, Hulu, Peacock, Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, any one of your favorite streaming platforms that you'd like to use. YouTube,
so
TV.
Is that Roku too?
You're asking if you could get Roku with me?
No, I have Roku.
Yes, so if you do have Roku, you'd be able to use the $100 gift card on any applications that you'd want to use.
But so once that $100 runs out, then I have to pay for Roku, right?
Well, not for any services that you use through Roku.
Oh, like let's say like Acorn, I pay $6.99 a month, or BritBox $6.99 a month extra. So it would be like that.
Yeah. So say for instance, you do decide to get Netflix with using the it's just a free $100 that you could use with anything through my bundle. So if you'd like to watch Netflix, you could use it on your Netflix account, which is like $7 or $9 a month. Once
right.
It's up, you'd be responsible of making the payments. It's just something that you can use to try out different platforms.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Okay. Right. So then I would keep DirecTV or...
Yeah, keep... You can
yeah,
keep,
so this is...
You can keep DirecTV.
Yeah, so this is replacing Spectrum.
Spectrum, that is correct, the internet.
Right.
And if you do have a landline or phone service, we do have that as well.
Yeah, what I have is Vonage through them.
Oh, Vonage?
So I think it's because once I got DirecTV, I used to have Verizon, which was a real landline, but they don't do that anymore. So it's, I guess I had to do DirecTV and I had to do Vonage, which was $11.99 a month. So what do you offer then for the phone if I changed?
Okay, so in that case, Vonage is a lot cheaper if you do go with the phone, because with us, the phone service is $24.99 per month.
Okay, and is there an advantage of your phone over Vonage?
Well,
let me put it this way. Let's say whenever the computer, is it the computer? Whenever the Wi-Fi goes out, I have no phone at all.
Oh, we do have backup generators that still run the phone, so you'd still have access to it if you do lose electricity.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. Okay, and that's $25 a month. All right. Well, this is very interesting. You really know your stuff. Thank you. All right. I'm going to talk to my husband, but I can't imagine. I mean, I don't know. You think they're really around here? I don't see anybody digging anything.
Yes,
But I mean, if you say so.
they had it updated. If the case that they do need to do additional work, it would just be like an additional week, or two. It won't be that much.
Really? That's wild. And they have to, in other words, they have to dig along like the road, obviously, right, to put it under.
That is correct, but we do have the required equipment to have that done, the specified equipment.
I just didn't see anybody. I heard them digging in Saugerties, but I didn't see them digging around here or in Glenary. But well, okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Do
All
you
right.
want to sign up for service, being that
Well,
there's no contract? Because you could get in queue to get the $100 gift card, because it's gonna end pretty soon.
and then what if my husband says no?
You could
Then
call
what?
us. You can call us and then have it canceled. There is, as I said, there's no contract. And
Well, I don't know. Let me. I get. I hate to say yes and then have to call you back and say no.
it's too much of a good deal to miss.
I know. But I don't know. Let me see what he says.
Okay. Whenever you're
Okay.
ready, you can give us a call back and we'd be more than happy to sign you up for service, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Is there anything else I can assist with before you go? Any
No.
other questions?
No. No. Not right now. I'm really happy about it. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And
No
your name
problem.
was?
My name is Abby.
Abby. Thank you. You're not the only one there, I'm assuming.
No, we do have amazing agents here.
Yeah, I was going to say because you know so much. Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. Take care, Abby.
You're welcome. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber.
You're welcome. Bye.